and welcome to episode 3 of Jetlag Australia. Right now, the board looks like this, and the teams are here. As a reminder, the team that controls more of Australia's 8 regions at the end of 4 days will win. Teams control regions by depositing money in them, but teams also have to spend that money to travel between the regions, and they can earn more money by gambling on challenges. Well, unless they lose the challenge, in which case they lose money. Which brings us to this episode. Right now, both teams have made big bets on high-risk challenges. After losing almost all of their money last episode, Ben and Adam need to win this challenge where they've predicted how many people will visit a fruit stand in Adelaide Central Market. They need at least 12 customers, and with only 3 minutes left, they're only at 9. Toby and I, meanwhile, have to flip a bottle and land on its lid, which so far we've struggled to do. We've got one last attempt before we fail and lose our $500 bet.
Well. Okay, there's a new guy in here. Come on, we just need 3 more.
Yeah. You want to buy those vegetables right now.
Come on, go to the cash register.
Okay, he's ready to buy, right?
No.
No, he's going in background. They're buying.
Here we go. I'm in a complete panic.
This is 10.
This is 2. Okay.
10 and 11.
10 and 11. We just need one more. Oh, this guy's in line now. Oh, no, he left.
I'm just going to do some observing.
We only have a minute and a half. Oh, here he goes.
Yes!
Oh, no, he's going back to get more stuff.
Oh, okay.
No, it's okay. That's 12. Oh, my God. That's 13.
Challenge complete.
Here's what I'll say, Toby. You remember how we said yesterday, we need to double down on confidence and not chase long shots?
Yeah.
I think we violated that with this challenge. So far, we've done great when we're confident. We've done terribly when we're not, and we do long shots.
We need to stop it, we need to calm down, and we need to recalibrate our confidence. Only doing things we're sure on from here on out.
Yes. All right, let's go to Sydney. I kind of feel like that was the first moment that we just like properly misplayed.
I'm pretty upset at the moment.
Look, we did it.
We did it. Thank God.
Got it?
Thank God.
Now we've got a little bit of capital to work with.
Okay, let's leave this place. Let's decide what to do next.
Okay, here we go.
We need to, like, burn into our brains. Just because we can do a challenge doesn't mean that we should.
Yeah. We've learned our lesson on day 2.
Yes, it's less than 2 hours into day 2. Okay. And here's the thing. We've learned lessons. I don't know if Ben and Adam have. Hopefully they start learning lessons now.
They haven't learned any lessons yet.
Yeah.
Look what we found. I think we have to celebrate by buying these hats.
Yeah, celebrate from clawing our way back from the depths of hell.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, I feel like we've transcended to our...
We're in a lot better place now, mentally, spiritually.
As far as accessories go. Hello.
Hello. Okay, so here is my assessment of the situation we're in. I don't think that it's going to be possible to make enough money in Adelaide to put down an amount that is really going to deter them from coming here.
No, I think that dream is pretty much dead. We would have to stay here until tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I don't think we want to do that.
Here, I think, are really our options. I think we should go to Melbourne.
I agree. And we should go to Melbourne before they go to Melbourne.
I think that they're on a flight right now, and I think that flight's to Sydney. I'm not positive, but I think that that's right.
As Toby and I flew to Sydney, where, as a reminder, our plan is to knock out some challenges before taking a bus to the Australian Capital Territory, Ben and Adam made a plan to fly to Melbourne at 1:50 p.m. With the time before the flight, they wanted to do the wine center steal, but their bus to the wine center never came, making their only option to earn more money the face Tim Tam, on which they wagered $300.
All right, where do you want to attempt the face Tim Tam? I think you're going to do it because you have a larger and flatter face.
We have assessed the geometry of each of our faces, and I think I will have an advantage. There's like flat steps here.
I mean, would it be helpful for me to show you like an image of yourself?
That could be helpful.
It's already kind of melty on my thinkies.
Good. I actually think that's the key.
So I think just be nice and careful and deliberate. Oh, your forehead is fully covered in chocolate.
This is my intention. I actually think this is the riskiest part, and I'm going to let it melt down my nose.
Oh, this is really precarious now. It seems really dangerous at the moment. It seems like it could flip over the other way. You need to get it all the way on that side of your face.
Yeah, I see it. Once I get the tongue in play.
Yeah. I think this is the most dangerous part. I think you're doing really good. You did it. You did it. Wow. Wow, that was incredible.
Let's go to the airport. I am ready to get the hell out of here.
It's so hot. Hey, Ben, here's a question for you. How low can you go? Can you go down low?
I can't really go
all the
down
way to the flow.
That much lower.
How low can you go?
This low.
Ben, have they landed somewhere yet? For God's sake.
Welcome back. Oh, wow. The camera really does not like the refresh rate of these lights. Well, anyway, let's get to the train, get to Circular Quay, check out the challenges. Looks like they lost one challenge, one, two. They're up to about 2,000.
Still a similar-looking thing on this.
And it looked like they were heading to the airport, which means they could be trying to go to that first flight. It'd be a little bit tight, but if they could be, but we'll learn soon.
If they are going to Perth, that's our chance to swoop in.
I think so.
Not mess things up if we have that opportunity.
Yeah. It opens up like a strategic lane, basically.
Let's go. Back at the airport.
We're having trouble booking our flight, so once again, we're going to go talk to a gate agent. Here's the only other thing I would mention, is that like we're paying a really stupid amount to go to Melbourne, which should be cheap to get to.
Yeah.
You could argue that we should go to Perth.
This is true. Those flights to Perth are like, what, like $2,000?
Yeah. We would have to see how much money we have. I think we might actually have enough.
We can look.
We have 1964.
I actually think there is a Perth flight that we could take for that much.
1906 to Perth. It's not the craziest idea, Ben. And it would be in an hour. We could get on it right away. I kind of think we should do that.
It's not bad.
I think we should do that, Ben, because that way we're actually like, that makes sense. Go to Perth now, knock it out. This is an amount that makes sense to pay to go to Perth. We shouldn't spend $1,300 to go to Melbourne.
No, that's true. We can definitely get to Melbourne for cheaper later.
Let's do this. Well, we have to hurry if we're going to book this flight.
Well, let's go.
I really hope Ben and Adam get on that flight to Perth today.
They will certainly get on that.
I think it's very likely, knowing them, and I think that is one of our best opportunities.
Let's book it. Let's book it. Okay, here we go. Because booking's going to close in a few minutes.
Oh, my God.
What if it times out?
You got it. You got it.
Come on, baby. There's an error. Okay, we need to try to talk to a gate agent.
Hi.
Hi. We were trying to book last minute on the 120 to Perth, but then it wouldn't work. We're trying to buy a ticket. Yes, ma'am.
I can sell you a ticket, but it's going to be more person because the airport fee. That's going to be 2,174.
I don't think
we can't do that.
Yeah, unfortunately not. Thank you, though.
Oh, that sucks.
We couldn't get on the Perth flight. It's too soon, too expensive. Just got to figure out a way to get to Melbourne. There's a Qantas flight to Melbourne at 150. It seems to say that it's sold out, but they might still have tickets. Let's go try. Let's go to the Qantas desk.
Oh, that's a big boy.
This is our stop.
It's a big boy.
Big boy indeed.
So, it seems like Ben and Adam are at the airport in Adelaide, but they haven't booked a flight.
We absolutely cannot make sense of this.
I kind of wonder if they're just having trouble getting out of there, and I don't know why.
Yeah, I wonder if it's a budget issue, some other kind of issue. Their behavior is definitely throwing us for a bit of a spin.
Yes.
Yeah, it's concerning when you can't understand what your opponent is doing.
Yeah, I mean, that usually means either something quite good for you is happening or something quite
or
bad for
you is happening.
Missing
something big.
Things are all falling apart. We should have just booked earlier.
We were just trying to book on the 1:50 p.m. to Melbourne. It seemed to be sold out, like right at the last minute. We were just seeing if there happened to still be any seats available on that.
There's no time to book that.
It's too late to book that.
Okay.
Okay. Thank
Great.
You very much.
Thank you. Okay. Well, now everything's fucked up again. The other one's gone. The cheaper later one is gone now.
The 540 is gone?
Yeah.
Oy vey.
I don't understand what the hell is happening.
Yeah, these flights are just dropping like flies. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. I think I've got the 150. I have 5 minutes to book it or it's going to close out.
All right. Good luck.
Got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
Today, Adelaide to Melbourne, 1300. That's real?
Seems to be real.
How'd you get it?
I don't know. I just went to the Qantas website. Seems to want us to check in at the airport, so let's do that.
Anyway, let's get to the steps and generate new challenges. We have about 2.5 hours until the last train or the last bus we could take out of here.
Oh, yeah, so we
in
should
time.
Move pretty fast.
Yeah.
All right, let's get those challenges up.
The cruise ship has like a carnival ride on it thing.
What's that little thing at the very top?
The cruise ship sees something he likes. Maybe there's a sister ship off the... Oh, wait, no, not sister. Maybe there's a cousin? No, it's not allowed. All right, welcome back. Should we take a look at challenges?
Yes, what do we got?
Number one, 30% steal. Throw a democracy sausage into a bun. We get 5 attempts. Interesting. Number two, also is steal. 50% steal, successfully throw and catch a boomerang. We don't love our hand-eye coordination challenges so far, so I don't feel like those are great. Number three, though, it's a 2x multiplier, and it's an Australian slang quiz.
Okay.
You probably have the best knowledge of anyone about Australian slang.
Surely I must be able to.
So we probably,
and you've lived here. That means you have the bare minimum.
Hopefully,
knowledge.
But we definitely have an advantage over them on that. And then the last one, 3.5 times multiplier, but it's surfing at Manly or
Dead.
Bondi Beach.
Dead. We're both.
We don't have time for that anyway, so. Well, we definitely want to do the slang quiz.
Slang quiz sounds good, and...
The question is, would we want to attempt any of the steals, or would we just want to get to Canberra sooner? I think I would rather get to Canberra earlier and generate challenges there.
What can we just learn about?
Yeah,
like this?
Long shot challenges. Technically, we can do the quiz wherever.
Most of the bus to Canberra is in New South Wales, if you want to.
Yeah, so like we could literally do it on the bus.
Yeah.
So let's figure out what the fastest way to Canberra is, and then get to that.
Well, that was a giant rigmarole to do what we were planning on doing the whole time. We're back. I think we managed to book the original flight.
Just need to check in.
So you did it. How much did you get the tickets?
Oh, it cost so much. It was $1,300 total.
But
unbelievable.
Today. Yeah.
One way.
For the $1,300? You can go in $80 by bus.
I know, but we have to get there fast.
Unfortunately, we don't have time. Thank you so much.
22 after security.
Thank you. Well, we've successfully paid an outrageous amount of money to go to Melbourne.
I wouldn't call it a win, but at this point, take
it. At this point, I'll take it.
Okay, there's only one Greyhound left, and it's too late. So
Murray's, I think, is probably more frequent.
Mm-hmm. So we could make the 2 p.m. Does that make sense?
Okay.
I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, let me do that. Oh, wait. They're sold out.
Oh, my God. How many of them are sold out?
It's booked until 4 p.m. That's not great. Let's get in the shade and decide what to do.
Can we call Murray's and just check, double check? Because if there's, like, any way they can squeeze us on, that would be amazing.
I mean, we could just head to Central Station now and see if we can...
They have an office there. Murray's office is Central.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing any on Murray's. Were you seeing some at all?
Yeah, the short 4 p.m. was showing available for me.
Mine is not showing any.
Maybe it just got bought. Requested seats are no longer available. This is not great. Well, we might have to rethink the plan for the rest of the day.
Okay. We should have booked it earlier.
Yep.
We're headed to Melbourne. We're going to get the Melbourne bonus unless something insane happens. Now we have to decide how much money to put in Adelaide, and I frankly think it's $1.
Yeah, I don't think that we can put down an amount of money that's going to deter them anyway, so we might as well keep it and use it for now.
Even with the welcome bonus, like, if we were to start off in Melbourne with under $1,000, I would find that very precarious. We found today that, like, that was a very bad spot to be in.
Yeah, I think that we kind of need every dollar in our... in our wallet right now. Well, except for the $1 that we're going to put down here. We don't need that dollar.
All right. Let's put $1 in South Australia.
Okay, well, they deposited $1 in Adelaide.
Okay, $1 in South Australia.
I guess they think we're not going there.
That means that we are currently in control of South Australia. They do, like, they could come here and put down $2 and claim it, but they got to make their way all the way over here.
They have to get here, and that's annoying.
I think there's a good chance that they're going to steal it from us. Our grip on it is quite literally as weak as it possibly could be, but who knows? Maybe they'll just ignore it for the rest of the game.
Well, here's the thing.
What do you got?
You can get to Adelaide for $249. We know that they only left $1.
And they've just left. Sam, we have to go to Adelaide.
I think that might be it.
Oh, my God.
Next stop.
I love that.
Because, like, they're probably thinking that we wouldn't go there because it's too out of our way.
Yes.
But, like...
The best thing in this game is to be traveling behind someone. It wastes the maximum amount of their time.
If they want... they're going to have to come here, and that'll be a whole hassle for them. I think that's the key.
And hopefully we can do a little better in Victoria and secure that nice and good.
So what do you think? Should we plan on kind of finishing the day in Adelaide and doing that quiz?
Yeah.
I don't see a better... Let's sit down. We have time. Let's sit down and be sure. Okay. So... We need to pick 4 regions at this point. You know, we've already picked Queensland. We've already picked New South Wales. And I think it makes sense to do Capital Territory and/or South Australia because we think that they're going to Melbourne now.
Yeah. The $1 on Adelaide means one of two things. Either they know they're going back and they didn't want to waste money now, or they think we're never going there. It's hard to know what they're thinking.
While we're on our way over here, a baby pointed at me and said, "Kookaburra." Which I don't see it. Put up a picture of a kookaburra. I don't see it.
That's not accurate. Right?
So let me summarize the options. So basically we've decided we either want to go to Canberra next or Adelaide next, followed by the opposite. The only question is which order do we do?
Yeah.
I'm starting to think that even though the flight to Adelaide is cheaper, it makes more sense to go to Canberra first so that we can get the welcome bonus, because we know they will not beat us there. Considering that, we can effectively pay for our flight minus a little bit with the welcome bonus, get there, and then as of now, there's a really cheap option with a quick connection in Melbourne to get to Adelaide tomorrow. We can go there and potentially lock it up with just $2. If we're going the opposite way, I worry they get to the Capital Territory first and claim the welcome bonus, which not only is $750 less for us, it's $750 more for them. I think I lean towards Canberra first.
Yeah, it's tough because we were so excited on the train to find that Adelaide option.
Yes.
And I hate to give you all watching whiplash. Let's go to Canberra, then go to Adelaide. And hopefully, from Adelaide, there'll be cheap flights back to Melbourne or Sydney. Let's look into booking that Canberra flight.
Well, the 335 is a little cheaper than the 4, but that would be a little tight.
There's no reason we can't go right now.
Okay, well, we'd have to go right now.
So this is an interesting thing in Australia I've never seen before, is you board from two different sides of the plane.
It's actually kind of smart.
Yeah.
They seem to board their planes because we also got let off in two different places.
Yeah.
It seems to be just much
faster.
It seems
to work well, though.
I don't know. Learn from Australia, the rest of the world.
All right. Yeah. What was that, like 95th or something? Okay. Made it for security. We got about 20 minutes till boarding. Let's do the quiz. How much do we want to stake?
Okay, we're feeling fairly confident. And is this a broken confidence like the other confidence we had, or is this a true, genuine confidence?
I mean, like, at the very least, we know that we can do this better than Ben and Adam.
Yeah.
Because you're from here. I've lived here. We do know we're going to get 750 when we land here.
500?
I'm fine with 500. I could do 600.
I could do 600.
You want to do 600?
I could do 600.
Let's do 600. Okay.
Oh my God. Do we do crowdthink? I think we do crowdthink. I think we're appealing to each other tonight.
Okay, lock it in 600. Should we do it?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Amy.
G'day, mate. How are we going? I'm not sticking with my terrible Australian accent, but welcome to your Australian slang quiz. I've got 4 multiple choice questions for you and 1 matching question. You can get 1 multiple choice wrong or miss one of the matching terms before I void your contract. Question 1. What is a Bloody Ripper? Is it A, a car that's speeding, B, something that's really great, C, a hot dog with ketchup, or D, a wave that's really hard to surf?
Oh, it's B.
Yeah, it's going to be B. Let me just rule everything out. Skinny car, no. Hot dog with ketchup, no.
You should.
I'm sure it's B.
I'm quite sure.
Go with B.
A Bloody Ripper is B.
Yes.
Something that's really great. On to question 2. What is a budgie smuggler? Is it A, a small Australian rodent, B, a fanny pack, C, a speedo, or D, a government official who handles taxes?
We're doing speedo?
Yeah, let me just read them. I know it's a speedo.
Yeah, it's a speedo.
A budgie smuggler is a speedo. All right, question 3. What does it mean to shout something? Is it A, to clean it, B, to throw it, C, to recommend it, or D, to buy it for someone?
It's to buy it for someone. It's like you shout someone a beer. I'm sure.
Okay, I wasn't that sure, so I'm glad you know that.
I'm 100% sure that if I shout you a beer,
perfect.
It's like I buy it.
If you're sure of it, great, let's do it.
Yeah.
D?
D.
To shout something is to buy it for someone else.
There we go. We need one more.
For question 4, I'm going to say something to you, and you need to pick the option that would be an appropriate response to what I've said. So here we go.
Oh, it's advanced.
So I'm an ambo and a bit of a battler, and I almost chucked a sticky last night, but I didn't, and it was completely chakas. What would be an appropriate response to that statement? A, you absolute servo. B, talkie. C, hard yakka, mate. Or D, sounds like a crazy Arvo.
I'm an Amber, so an ambulance worker, and a bit of a battler, and I almost chucked a sickie, so like called in sick when you're not really sick, but I didn't, and then it was completely chockers. So she went to work, and it was really full of people at work.
Yeah.
So they're set. It could be C, hard yakka, mate, as in like you did like hard work.
This
it
is
could
tougher.
Also be sounds like a crazy Arvo because it was a crazy Arvo at work.
Doesn't that mean afternoon?
Yeah.
But
last night.
Night, so I don't think
that's
it's
a good
that.
Way to rule that out.
What Sicky is Toppies? Like,
I don't know Toppies. And your absolute servo could also work because it's like. No, because servo means servo station, like where you get gas.
Oh, yeah.
It must be C.
Should we lock in C?
C.
The correct answer is C. Hard yakka, mate.
Got it.
All right. Your last question is magic. I'm going to put 5 slang terms and 7 definitions on the screen. You have to match the correct term to the correct definition. If you got all the multiple choice right, you can get one of these wrong before I void your contract.
Wait.
Oh, so we still have to get all of them right except one on this.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Okay.
Porky.
A lie.
Ken oath.
I don't know what Ken oath means, but oath on its own would mean like, yeah, like so true. Shonky means poorly made. Galah might be an idiot. And Huru, I've never heard before.
Oh, boy.
I'm pretty sure the other 4, though, so it's just Huru. Huru? Huru. I feel like it could be goodbye, but honestly, I don't think I've ever heard that. Have you?
No.
Huru? Have you ruled out Snobby?
Oh, you know what? Like, he's a bit Huru, you know?
Oh.
That like, kind of sounds right.
Huru.
Huru. I feel pretty good about that between those 3. If you have no idea, should we lock it in?
Here are the answers for the magic. A porky is a lie.
Got that?
Saying "cano" is like saying "that's so true." Shonky is an adjective describing something poorly made.
Okay.
Galah is an idiot.
You got
and
it.
Huru is goodbye.
Oh.
So
oh, we got it.
Hopefully you did well.
We still got it.
You guys are having fun.
Got it, Sam.
That's a little close for comfort.
We made it.
Okay.
So, you know what? Now that she says that.
Like, I mean, like in that intonation. You know like.
Yeah, in that intonation.
That's great.
That's great
man,
news
that's,
for us.
That was harder than I was expecting. Look at that budget. Oh,
that's a nice little budget.
All right, let's go on the flank.
Here's what I have to say to you. Let's boogie.
Let's boogie. Welcome to Victoria.
All right, so we need to go board. But based on that, we have like 12:43. Do we want to pop some money down here? I lean towards yes.
Let me check out the current standings. We put already some on here.
Yeah, we have 400. So we could,
400.
You know, I could put personally like 750 or so. And I think that would be a big thing to dissuade them from coming.
Could you truly dissuade someone from coming to Sydney, a pinnacle point in this game we are playing?
I feel good about 750. I think that gives a hefty amount that they have to beat.
Yeah, let's do 750.
Okay, lock it in?
Yep.
Great. All right, let's get on our flight.
Welcome to the city of Melbourne in the state of Victoria. So it looks like they're at the airport in Sydney. They put down some more money in Sydney, but not a crazy amount.
No, I should.
I think that was kind of dumb to go all the way back to Sydney just to put down what additional like 700 something.
I saw that on the plane and I was just like, I thought they were going to put down like $3,000.
I think potentially tomorrow morning we head to Sydney.
Yeah,
grab it from
I mean, like, all of their regions are vulnerable right now. I mean, we're one to talk. We just put down a dollar. But,
well,
like,
I think Tasmania's not
vulnerable. Well, no, Tasmania's not vulnerable. But, like...
All right, we got a boogie.
All right.
We got a boogie.
I think we... I mean, I shouldn't say anything.
Yeah, I wouldn't say anything.
I'm not going to say anything.
I wouldn't.
We're just going to see what happens this
what
time.
What happens, certainly. Well, what's fun is that we really, with our hats now, we really blend in with the locals.
Yes. Well, everyone who
lives in Australia is issued one of these.
Right, that's
true. And we definitely haven't been getting a lot of looks.
Yeah. All right.
Off to the city, then.
Thank you.
There, I can frame it up.
We've made it to Flinders Street Station.
Which means we've made it to the challenge board.
It's the challenge board. Everyone say, yay, it's the challenge board.
There's some fun ones, Ben. Number one, race a car at Albert Park Circuit.
Okay.
Basically, we have to make a little car, and we have to push it 35 feet. We get one try.
Okay.
Roll a ball down the 100 steps of Federation.
Okay.
That is a steal. It's a steal. 50% steal.
Okay. I don't know that we want to do that.
I don't know
that
we want to do it, but it's there.
Good to know that it's there.
Predict a popular Brighton beach box. So there are these famous 93 bathing boxes on Brighton Beach, and you have to guess between two of them which one someone will take a photo of first.
Okay. That seems doable.
And finally, be familiar with your teammate's game. So that's one of us has to run like 300 feet, and the other one has to guess how fast they'll do it within 15%.
Okay.
So that's a 2X. I think we should do the car. I just feel confident that we can achieve this. If we are careful and we do a good job building the car, I am confident we can achieve this.
It's a long distance to send the car, but...
I mean, 30 feet... That's how far the Barbie was.
Yeah, I think it's doable. I think it's doable, but we're going to have to really be careful.
Okay, I think let's just go for it.
How much do you want to put on it?
Well, that's the thing. I think if we're going to invest the time, we should really...
Make it worth our
while. I think we should put down 1,000.
How much do we have?
1389, but tomorrow we'll get another 250.
Wouldn't kill us.
I think we can do this if we invest the time, but I think if we're going to invest the time, we need to make it worth it.
It's a bit of a risk, but I think let's just put in 1,000.
I think let's do 1,000.
Let's just do it and then go.
Okay, let's go.
All right.
So we've made it to Canberra. We got the 750 welcome bonus. We're doing good. And we're just waiting for the bus into the city. I think the bus is about to pull up.
Alright. Alright, Benjamin.
Let's
go buy some incredible materials.
Look, we are no strangers to building a little cart on this show.
It's true.
And we've only ever done an awesome job of that.
We call it the Mamma Mia.
Listen to that lead man right there, Adam. Don't be insensitive.
Oh, yeah.
They've got wheels.
Now, here's the thing. Last time we made a huge mistake and we bought wheels
that swiveled.
And this time we will not make that same mistake.
Cut to the swiveling wheels.
Oh, God. We will be buying big non-swiveling wheels.
Are we able to find like an axle of some kind? You know.
Well, no. You don't need an axle because these are on their own thing.
No. Well, I worry that those are like, going to be too small. Like, what if our car had this? Just you look at these wheels. Let me cook with this for a second. Let me cook.
Okay, you cook.
Right. Okay, this isn't going to work at all.
I think this would be perfectly, you know what I mean? You get four of these. I think there's almost no way.
Okay, let's get those.
And let's go.
Okay.
Shall we set ourselves up somewhere or? All right. Time for a little bit of a walk.
Yeah.
For the challenge board.
One thing that's rather fitting about the Parliament of Australia is that the transit to it is not very good, much like the transit in much of this country.
Yeah, I'm not really sure that they want hordes of tourists coming here.
Don't you want your parliamentarians taking the bus to work?
They have an underground car park.
Now that's fitting. All right, Toby. Welcome to Parliament of Australia.
Welcome to you as well.
So, I've heard you've been inside here.
I have. I've met the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese. I don't mean to boast.
That's kind of cool. But, you know, it's also cool is we have our challenges.
Hopefully these are also cool, yeah.
Become a Socceroo. We have to kick a ball from 20 feet away into a sock. We have 10 attempts. I am banning physical challenges.
Not our style.
Challenge two. We have to identify 10 flags in international flags.
Love it.
That's right down there.
Mental task.
We've been studying.
That is our style.
Challenge three. We're Australian Mint. We have to correctly guess which way a coin is going to flip 8 times in a row. We have half an hour. That seems tough.
Mathematically important.
Challenge four. 40% steel. Acquire and complete a jigsaw puzzle of at least 250 pieces in 60 minutes. That seems not terrible.
I like that one. If they had more money and I felt like it would make more of an impact, I would
go
for it. Yeah,
their balance is quite low right now, so I don't think that makes sense. I think what makes sense is to go do the flag display.
Mm-hmm.
We have, by the time we get there, we'll still have 2 hours in the game day.
Yep.
We could study a lot.
We love challenges where we can optimize, increase our odds to as close as 100% as possible. Like doing one of those is better than a day of kicking a ball into a sock.
All right, Ben, I think we got like 45 minutes max to do this.
Time to construct our cart. Imagine that we're like an F1 pit crew, right? Maybe we could have a little outfit drawn on us. Or some. Don't do that. That's probably going to cost too much money.
There can be no doubt that this was the cheapest saw.
This is great.
Yeah, the windy day is actually helping us see the flags.
Yeah, and they have names to help us out.
Oh, names? Oh, great.
Don't look at them for now, so we can practice.
Okay, this is the start, because that's Afghanistan. The start, which is
oh, wait. They're alphabetical,
they
too?
They are.
Oh, this is clutch. This is so clutch.
This is clutch. This is what I was hoping for, an alphabetical list. Starting to Afghanistan out there.
So let's make a game plan. So the fact that they're alphabetical is a tremendous, mega, unbelievable shortcut. I want to wager a lot on this. So how about I go study that side, you study this side, and then we come together?
Don't expect to hear from me anytime soon.
Fair enough. Yep, same. All right, see you in a bit.
All right, see ya.
Okay, why? It's just stopped cutting now.
Well, it's because you're hitting the...
Oh, I see. We'll cut from the other side first.
It's not going to get through...
This is unfortunate. Do we think that we could? Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
Good enough.
So take a wheel.
There you go. I think we got it.
Okay. Let's get to the F1 track and put our car to the test.
Now I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous. I think we put enough sauce on it. That's what F1's all about. It's
about a little bit of sauce.
It's about how much sauce they put on it. And the car itself really has nothing to do with it. It's really mostly about the sauce.
Yeah, into the city.
So I've done a couple of practices with no mistakes now.
Yep, that's what I just did. So what I've been doing is putting an entry for every flag into my mind palace.
Oh, wow.
So I've been associating each country's name with some kind of memorable thing, like a, you know, a common object or something that sounds the same, something very memorable and unique. For example, the first one, Afghanistan, the flag looks like kind of like a stamp. So I've been memorizing it as Afghanistan. Bangladesh looks like a dinner plate. So I memorize it as Bangladesh. Albania, Birdmania. I've got one for everything. And they're in the mind palace and they're ready.
Personally, I just memorize them.
Isn't it so sad that we're the ones here and not Sam? Sam would be so excited to see all this happen.
He was so excited when we put this on. And you know what? You know what I say to this, Sam? It's stupid. This is the circuit. I don't think that we can be here. Are the F1 fans satisfied? Let's just... Okay, you see? It's right here. And here we go. This is the real F1 track.
This way, so they can kind of see the stands and such.
Yeah, let me get a good shot for you freaking people.
Traffic's going to...
Myanmar, Morocco, Mongolia, Mexico, Mauritius, Malta, Malaysia, Lithuania, Libya, Lebanon. I reckon we got this.
I reckon we've got this.
Let's put it all on.
Okay.
You want to put it all on?
If we're going to put it all on, then we'll both do one more pass. Because I want to do one more pass.
All right, so let's do another quick pass at yours and then do it.
Yeah.
But like, I want to go all in.
Okay.
I'd like, we got this.
All in as in every single dollar?
Why not?
One. Push. I'm going to push forward and down.
Forward
and two,
and down.
I'm going to not chicken out on how hard I go.
Yeah. Hold on. Something epic is happening. Very cool. Let's set the stakes. If this does not work... On the first try, we lose how much money?
$1,000. And 1,000 we have like 300 left.
Australian dollars. And then we're...
I would say we'd be pretty...
If we lose this, we are on the brink of death.
Yes, but like, we should not be doing this unless we have 100% confidence.
Yeah.
There's always a chance I forget one.
Yeah.
Or mix up one.
Yeah.
But with the context of order and alphabetization, I think statistical odds are 99.9%. Yeah.
All right. My biggest worry is that it's going to veer really far one way or the other.
Yes. We got to make sure that it's straight and you got enough sauce. Again, it's about the sauce. The sauce is critical. Okay.
All right. Here we go.
It's got to pass me the finish line. Ready?
It's getting dark and we're losing wind, so we actually have to do it now because they're getting harder to see.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Are we going all in?
For the lols.
YOLO.
This couldn't go wrong, right?
YOLO.
This couldn't go wrong. Is this the riskiest thing we've ever done on jet lag?
That is $1,243 in.
Oh my god.
You ready for this? Should I press it? It's you. Wait, it's you?
No, it's Toby.
It's Toby.
Oh, okay.
And it's you who could find out not only if Toby gets the flags right, but if we manage to do the Formula One car right, you can find that out right now by watching the next episode on Nebula.
And one of the things that we do on Nebula is we, every single week, we sit down and do our sort of BTS podcast. It's called The Layover. Basically, if you want more jet lag stuff, but without all this crazy video stuff, go to listen to The Layover podcast and hear about
all of our excuses for why various things that went wrong are not really our fault.
That's
true. It's almost never our fault.
No.
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 If you love our voices but hate our ugly mugs, that's the best way to consume jet lag content. But
you could watch the show with your eyes closed.
It would be kind of confusing. But you could also go ahead and watch a whole bunch of other great stuff that is exclusive only to Nebula by your other favorite creators. I mean, we've got documentaries on there. We've got a sort of prototype version of jet lag that was really chaotic. But there's so much stuff on Nebula. You've got originals from great channels like Real Life Lore, Real Engineering, Lindsay Ellis, Neo, Mustard. There is simply endless, boundless content for you to enjoy on Nebula.
Yes, and if you would like to sign up, we can give you a little special deal if we keep them on ourselves. Because if you go to nebula.tv/jetlag, you can get, let's call it 40%. Does that sound good?
I think I would go to 40.
Yeah, 40. 40% off the annual subscription, which brings it down to, I want to say, math.
That would be 30.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
That'd
math.
Be 30 a year.
30 a year.
Oh.
Which, not a month. 30 a year.
Ooh. How many is that a month, Ben?
Don't ask me. I didn't go to school for that.
You did a math minute. Drunk.
That's true.
Well, I guess that didn't have 30 divided by 12, which equals 2.5.
2.5, that's $2.50.
Yeah, and that's not that many dollars.
No, it's, nor two, cents. It's only $2 and then another half of a dollar.
Yeah, and with that, again, you can get the next episode of Jet Lag early. You can get the Layover podcast exclusively. You can get all sorts of other exclusive content, and you can even help support make this show, because like these are the dollars that we use to, you know, pay for very important things like wheels.
Yeah, we spent a lot on wheels. I actually don't No, if you know how much we spent on wheels.
How many Nebula subscriptions did we spend on wheels?
I would feel bad if I said.
Listen, spent about 3.5 annual subscriptions on wheels.
If you want more wheels, we're going to need more Nebula subscriptions. So go to nebula.tv/chatlag to sign up. And thank you, because I don't know how we're going to afford all these wheels.
Yeah, our biggest cost this season was wheels.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
Bye.